I would be yelling that. Okay. I wasn't actually yelling.
Okay, well, I started it now.
Oh, we're on air. Welcome back. Y'all, our podcast microphones light up and mine's not lighting up.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Anyways, welcome back to the Too Much Podcast. I'm Ruby.
Hello, hello. I'm Libby. We weren't here last week.
Nope. And that's on balance.
Yeah, that's true.
We needed to watch a show.
We wanted to watch a show. And honestly, I wish we were right now too, but we're choosing this for you guys. For the people who are tuning in and listening, know like we are making a sacrifice to record this right now. Like I would much rather be sitting down in my PJs to watch a show. Seriously. But instead, I'm going to tell you guys, it's 8 p.m. on a Thursday night. That's not the time I want to be recording.
This isn't the time we record either.
No, but ever. Why can't we record this weekend?
Because I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah. And it's devastating.
I'm sorry.
And it ruins everything for me.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. I just like need to say
it's just hurtful. You know, I already feel bad.
I know, but I'm expressing that I'm sad you're gone because I love you so much and I want you to be here.
Oh.
It'd be worse if I were like, and she's leaving and I don't care. You know?
So true, Libby.
You'd be sad. It's not in your control.
We went to a middle school volleyball game tonight.
Yeah. And I was saying something about when I helped like put on these volleyball tryouts once, and Remedy was like, what? What were you doing? And I was like, helping running drills, you know? She's like, you were hitting the ball? Yeah. She was like, I just could never picture you playing volleyball. Like, you know, that was my sport, right? And then I asked her, what sport do you picture me playing in high school, middle school, high school? What'd you say?
Basketball.
And I said, she didn't ask me the question in return, but later I told her that I thought cheer for her, which I know is a really touchy subject.
Really touchy, because it is my biggest and maybe only regret in life is that I didn't cheer growing up. I did it 1 year when I was in kindergarten.
Oh, I did it in fourth grade. Gosh, you as a kindergartner playing or cheering is so cute. Do you have pictures?
I have like one picture.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
We did a dance too. Shake that Laffy Taffy.
No.
That Laffy Taffy girl. And I got in trouble by my coach one time because I didn't come to practice. And I remember that. And she was like, why weren't you at practice? And I was like, I was playing on the playground with my friends. And she was like, what? Like, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to come to practice. And I remember just being like, even at that young age, I was having the thought, why are you taking this up with me and not my mom?
Oh, totally.
Like, my mom let me not come to practice.
Yeah.
But I remember specifically, I actually did get in trouble. Like, I was deliberately playing on the playground when my mom told me I needed to be home by a certain time for cheer practice. And I remember getting in trouble. And my mom being like, I told you to come home at this time. And then I came and parked at the park in the car. And I was honking my horn at you, Remedy.
And I thought you were still talking from your perspective. She said that to you?
Yes, I remember this vividly. And I was just like, if you really wanted to take me, like, yeah, you would have come and got me.
Yeah. She didn't really want you to go.
Isn't that crazy?
That's the moment.
That's the moment.
If she had forced you to go to cheer, you would still be a cheerleader to this day.
Oh, shoot.
Seriously. And, like, that's what parents need to think about. It's not a bad thing that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But it did change the trajectory of your life.
Changed everything. Yeah. Anyways. So
yeah, we did that tonight.
Then we went to Chewy's.
You guys were curious about the show we were watching instead of recording an episode. Should we tell them?
Yes. It was called Shining Happy People.
It's also just Shiny Happy People. You keep saying Shining. It's Shiny Happy People.
Are you sure? Because mm-hmm. I thought you kept saying like it was Shiny Happy People. And then when you were searching it, you were like, oh, it's actually blank something people. Uh-uh. And I swear you changed it to Shining.
No. I was saying smiling.
Oh.
Happy people. And then it was shiny happy people. So confidently calling it shiny. And it's funny now you having that memory in your head. And you're like, oh, well, Libby's wrong and I'm right. You're like, shining happy people. So we watched Shiny Happy People season one.
Well, let's get this straight. I haven't been thinking in my brain, Libby's wrong and I'm right.
But subconsciously.
I haven't been thinking about what you were saying. In this moment, I just said, oh, are you sure? Because I remember this deliberate moment in which you had a realization. And I thought I was just going with your realization. Never in my brain was I like, I'm right, Libby's wrong.
No, I know, I know. We're on the exact same page. I understand. And when I said that, that's not exactly what I meant. But it doesn't even matter.
Well, it does. We need to make sure that we're hearing each other out.
I know.
And caring for each other.
The reason I'm laughing is because of that. Because you're in your brain thinking like, I don't know. Like, there's something specifically about the name being Shining Happy People. It's like a funny name to begin with. And so the fact that you're saying it like with a smile on your face is just making me laugh. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Me and Libby got into another little spat earlier.
When?
At the volleyball game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, okay, this is my thing.
It was because you were telling me a story willingly. I'm starting it in argumentative tone. Like immediately defensive. You're like, I haven't even started.
Here's the thing. I pride myself, not really pride myself, but I'm just like, I'm a pretty like self-aware person. I know how my words affect people positively and negatively. Like I'm pretty aware of that.
Words
I'm aware of like my tone. I'm aware of my actions. And I also oftentimes feel like a deeply misunderstood person. This all comes back to my childhood. Comes back to cheer practice when my coach thought that I was the adult for some reason.
That's where it all started.
That's all where it started.
What was her name?
And I don't remember. She had crazy red hair though.
Okay.
And I think it was like Coach Amber or something. Anyways, I was telling Libby a story about my coworker and friend getting mad at me this morning. Because she said, hi. And I said, hi. And she got mad and she was like, no, you need to put more effort into how you're saying hello to me. And I was like, what? Like, I said, hi. And she was like, no, you said, oh. Which was really funny. So I'm laughing about that, telling Libby. And she's like, yeah, you do that. And I was like, yeah. Like, I do that. And somehow it got like I don't even remember how we got here.
No idea.
But Libby said at one point, like, at least you're able to admit it. And I was like, I've been aware of that and admitting it the whole time. Like, I've not ever said, like, I'm always 100% peppy, cheery, and a wonderful, awesome, glad time wanting to talk. But I told Libby, I was like, well, just because I'm just saying, like, hi, doesn't mean that I'm mad or in a bad mood. We're just on different levels. But then she was like, at least you're able to finally admit it. And I was like, bruh.
I was just dramatizing the situation. Are we surprised? And looking back, it's like, oh, I wasn't even like, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, that type of stuff.
But in the moment.
Cuts deep to me.
I know. But that's the thing is, in the moment, I just was saying those things and I wasn't realizing that it was cutting deep to you. And that's why we're talking about it now.
Well, now you know. It really cuts deep to me.
This episode is actually just going to be us working through our dilemmas that we have with each other and through some conflict we've had, and we're just going to talk it out on air. Just kidding.
Okay, what else?
No, there's nothing else. I want to keep talking about the show. Like,
hey, what else? Punch me in the face again.
Well, actually, there's another thing. So, and it's Remedy leaving this weekend.
Yeah.
So, We're watching Shiny Happy People. Okay. We're watching season one. We've never seen it before, neither of us. We're like, I don't even know. We're sitting on the couch and it's like, let's watch something. We've been watching Friends. And I'm way ahead of Remedy. So it's like, and it's just like not as fun, you know, just to sit there and just watch Friends. Anyways. So we both realized we haven't watched this. We're like, let's watch it. Mm-hmm. It is crazy. I grew up watching 19 Kids and Counting or whatever, 17 Kids and Counting plus and John and K plus A and all of that.
Yeah.
And so I remember all these things they're talking about. I also listened to one of the daughter's books mm-hmm. recently. And so I feel like I got a lot of background. So I'm feeling really invested, but you don't come in knowing a ton, do you?
No. Speaking of John and K plus A, I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched all those other TLC shows, mm-hmm. but I never watched the Duggars.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend, childhood best friend, though, growing up, she was mega Christian. And so...
Mega.
And so at the time, the Duggars were like...
Mega.
Like Christians were like, finally, a good, wholesome family mm-hmm. on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So like they were the Christian influence. They were the OG Christian influencers. That's
so true.
Which is crazy because
it's been crazy to watch. I think we've only seen two episodes maybe.
I want to turn the podcast off and watch
I know. It's such a bummer. But we're going to be quick so that we can watch our show. But we are both like, oh my gosh, like the whole time.
What happened? There was something that happened the second episode that really like...
Was it the boy being spanked on stage?
Well, that. But was it when the sisters were doing the interview maybe?
Yes.
You guys need to watch it.
Yeah, I don't even... Something else we need to talk about. Do you have anything else about that?
Nope.
Something else we need to discuss is the finale of The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's been like a while since like we've all processed it and moved on, but like I feel like we have to acknowledge it because we talked about it a lot.
It only came out a week ago from the time we're recording.
That's but true. Almost it feels 2 weeks
by the time you listen.
It feels like it's been forever at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we haven't had an episode this week.
No, we haven't.
How do you feel about it being done? How do you feel about the ending? How do you feel about there being a movie?
I was ready for it to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And because when all those rumors were circulating that there were going to be two more episodes, four more episodes, I was like, no. Like, let's just end it.
I'm ready
to see Belly and Conrad together. So I was ready for it to be done. I really loved the finale.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it by myself. Like 3 days after it came out. And I was just sobbing at the end. Because I genuinely was just so happy for everyone. It's just a happy ending. Mm-hmm. It's a happy ending. And I saw something that someone said on Threads. That was like, this show could have ended at the end of season one. Like mm-hmm. the way that Jenny Han did it.
Mm-hmm.
Season one could have been the end of it. And like the story would have been complete.
Yeah.
Had they not got re-signed to do another season.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, it's like so true. Except now the ending is just like deeper.
Yeah.
And there's just more. And there was just mm-hmm. more character development. Which I think we can all agree that there were moments where we were like, this feels so useless. Like mm-hmm. season two, blah, like mm-hmm. whatever. But I was just finding myself feeling so grateful. And I was like, oh my gosh, they've all walked through so much, grown mm-hmm. through so much. And we all knew the entire time how it was going to end. But I was happy to have been on the journey.
That's so true.
You said to me at one point, the last episode where the horrible conversation was happening between mm-hmm. Belly and Conrad, I was like, I don't want to be watching this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, you've got to watch it. Like, you've got to watch this part because it makes the next part so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can be said a lot about life, honestly. So I loved the ending. I know some people didn't. Of course it felt rushed.
It did.
But that, were we expecting something different? Like, we knew from the start, like, this all has to happen in one episode, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, if you don't want it to feel as rushed, I guess read the books. But even in the books, totally. I feel like I remember it feeling a little bit rushed, but I mean, I read it years ago.
The books end with the wedding, and then there's just like one chapter of the letters, and then that's it.
So it felt rushed, but I'm fine with it. I still think the moment was sweet. And I'm excited for the movie.
Yeah, I don't know what the movie could possibly be. It's just going to be them in California, I guess.
I guess. Engagement, married. We're going to see the lives of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful that it's just like far away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a one-time event.
Totally.
When I first heard that there was a movie, I was like, what? Like, oh my
gosh. Well, I thought they weren't going to wrap the story up in the end of this episode. I felt like her and Conrad wouldn't end up together yet. That's why I was like, I cannot do the movie. I cannot. So I feel glad.
Because you saw that there was going to be a movie before you watched the
finale. So I was like, okay, so does that mean there's no like conclusion?
Yeah, that would stink.
Yeah. But you did too. You saw the you saw that there was a movie before, didn't you?
Yeah. But I guess I never imagined that it was like going to end on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Well, just because people had said there's four more episodes, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I was nervous. I sent you that TikTok and you'd already seen it. The one where it really well explained well why Belly responded to Conrad that way.
Mm-hmm.
And why she was being that way. But I still am mad at her for being that way. Like, I just wish she hadn't been mean to him. Like, mm-hmm. He didn't deserve that. Like, he did deserve to be like chased down, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she should have done much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
He should not have left her apartment crying.
He's gone through so much. I sent you a TikTok a couple days ago and it was just clips of
people yelling at him.
People yelling at him legitimately. It was so sad.
You're the oldest.
Which, like, I think it's totally fair that Belly wanted to have that conversation
mm-hmm.
and like wanted to process and ask mm-hmm. him those questions.
Yes.
The way in which she chose to do it was just like mm-hmm. harsh. And it was like the man hasn't slept in over 24 hours probably. Yeah. And you're just like, why are you still here? Like, okay, leave.
Yes.
So, she was just unkind.
And even the way that, like, they had the conversation, and then I kind of had this moment of relief where I was like, whew, that's going to be okay. And then she was like, well, it's not enough for me or whatever. And I was like, And then what? She sees a picture of herself as a child, and she's like, I've always been the same Belly. And mm-hmm. that's it. That's what changed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always Junior Mint. It always comes back to Junior Mint.
Which I guess in an ideal world, this past episode that we just watched could have ended with Conrad walking away crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then there could have been an additional episode that starts with Belly processing mm-hmm. all this stuff, actually shows her processing a little
mm-hmm.
bit, then shows her chasing after Conrad.
Well, that would have been.
Then there's an engagement. There's a 5 years later, it's marriage. And then we could cut out the whole movie situation.
That's so true. That's so true.
With one extra episode, they could mm-hmm. have done it better.
Oh, wow.
But I still did enjoy it. I did enjoy it.
I did.
Because I live in a world now knowing that somewhere Belly and Conrad are happy right now.
Mm-hmm. In every world.
And so is Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And so are Stephen and Taylor.
Exactly.
And so are Laurel and Adam. And
exactly. Unless he has a heart attack in the movie.
Which I saw an interview of all the characters laughing about that.
Really?
And they're like, yeah, people saying that like, they thought John was going to die. Like, so crazy.
Well, because it was like, why is he needing an antacid? Isn't that what it was? It was like heartburn.
And he like really held his heart. It was such a dramatic scene.
And it was kind of like, what? And it felt like, okay, what does this mean?
But it was just a Pepsi ad.
Sick. Sickening. Oh my gosh.
So anyways, that was that.
That was that. Do we have any other thoughts?
About that show? Or about anything in general?
About anything in general.
I'm 3-0 in our fantasy league right now.
Good for you.
Thank you. I'm in first place.
You are. And I'm really happy for you.
And it should be one of us.
Yeah, totally. Totally. That's so true. You're so right. I can cheer for you. And you haven't made any changes to your
roster. I have not touched my roster one single time.
That's amazing. My manager has gone in and made some changes for me. So I'm not looking good. My team's named after CeeDee Lamb. And if you guys know, he was injured last Sunday. And he's out for a month.
It's a toe.
It's a toe?
That's what I thought.
I thought it was, I mean, you know better than
me.
Oh
my gosh, no.
I just saw his ankle.
I think it's Joe Burrow's toe.
No. Not Joe Burrow's toe. Wait, I saw it because Abigail had to get someone. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
The fantasy situation, like, yeah, it's often in games. People have always told me, like, you'd really like your remedy, but, like, I'm anxious. Like,
mm-hmm. Because we're both competitive.
I've been compete, like, I will compete in something for 14 weeks straight, is what you're telling me. I can hardly handle 2 hours of a competition.
Mm-hmm.
14 weeks of competing.
Now you're doing well, so it does feel like scarier. You need maybe you need to lose so you don't have so much pressure. Because it does feel like it could change at any moment.
Yeah.
I'm 1-2. I've won once, lost twice. Oof. Because last week I was doing pretty well, and then CeeDee got injured.
Sorry, girl.
His ankle rolled.
Good thing none of it matters.
I know, it's so true. And good thing I went and watched the game, and I didn't even watch the game. I was just hanging out with Phoebes. So
that's good.
Moving on to our next discussion. We had something really spooky happen at our house.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know where you were going with this.
What were you talking about?
I'm just acting. I knew exactly where you were going. Because we just talked about it off air.
So we had something really spooky happen at our house. Remedy,
yes.
Why don't you tell?
Okay. So it's fall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Vibes are already spooky.
We got ghosts up. We got little ghosts looking at us right now.
We have two little ghosts. We've got 5 ghosts in the house right now.
We do.
And some witches' hats.
Yeah.
So things are spooky, to say the least.
We've got 5 ghosts and some witches' hats. Y'all, it's dark.
So I think I was feeling a little bit spooked before.
Really?
I think.
Well, also last Thursday morning, I wake up at 5:50 a.m. Did we already talk about this on here?
I don't think so. Or did we?
Well, because it happened last Thursday, so no.
Okay.
Last Thursday, we wake up. I wake up at 5:50 a.m. I think that someone's walking around our house. And I'm like, is Remedy awake? And I come out. No. There's people in the Airbnb above us vacuuming at 5:50 a.m. on a Thursday morning.
I'm thinking, I'm in my bed tossing and turning. And I have the thought, like, why on earth is Libby vacuuming right now? Like, it feels a little inconsiderate.
just slightly.
And then I'm hearing, but it's like, really, it. Then I wonder, like, was it an airplane? Because it's above me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all this banging and all this stomping. And then I'm just like, no, it's probably the Airbnb. But I text Libby and I'm like, are you vacuuming right now? Or what's the ruckus?
The literal ruckus.
And it turns out it was Airbnb.
And they're stomp, stomp, stomping, moving furniture, vacuuming for an hour.
So I'm up at 6.
Was that day?
Yes.
Okay.
And me and Libby, for the first time ever,
uh-huh,
saw each other in the morning
before I went to work. And I was like, this is strange.
Which, like, a lot of times I'm awake. Mm-hmm. And I just don't come out of my room.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that happened. Later that day, maybe,
mm-hmm,
I'm in the kitchen. There is a huge handprint on our kitchen window. Huge hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Libby.
She said, you're not going to like this. And it was Friday because I had just broken the light bulb and cut myself. And right before that, I was trying to hot glue my lamp shade and I burnt myself. So I was like, it's the worst day ever. And then you were like, Libby, you're not going to like this.
Giant handprint.
Mm-hmm. On the outside. Don't worry. On the inside.
Yeah.
Still so scary.
Like, what? And it was like clear as day.
Mm-hmm.
So we go outside to investigate how on earth there was a handprint right there. It's an unlikely place for there to be a handprint.
Like there's a ledge right underneath it. So if someone were to grab.
They would just grab the ledge.
Yeah. But it's right next to the AC unit. So you would think like, okay, maybe some. I'm like really like trying to be so logical. Like someone was trying to work on the AC unit. There's always like people at our house working.
And I'm thinking like there's been no work done to the AC.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scared and I'm being like, this is really freaky. And Libby's trying to really not be scared holding down the floor.
Mm-hmm. One of us had to not be scared.
But then the next day, I'm looking at our back door.
We leave to go to dinner. When we come back, the door was like this.
I sent you a picture of the door like midday at some point.
Yes, but we had both left. I remember because we left and we were like, I was like, I'm like feeling like really aware of locking the door because of the circumstances.
Okay, well, at some point later, I send a picture of the door knob to Libby. And I'm like, uh-oh. And, oh my gosh, it was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And our doorknob is like, not hanging off, but it's like separated knob to door. And we were like, oh, great. So I'm really scared. And
you're like thinking someone's actively trying to break in and like continuing to try, which is terrifying.
Yeah. I'm not being able to really sleep for a night or so. And then our landlord tells us that she was trying to let somebody into the house to come work on our dishwasher. And they didn't know there was a spare key. So she told him to try the windows. And that's where the handprint came from.
Terrifying.
But
though.
I really still am just like, obviously that is what happened. But it's like, I'm not seeing any handprints on any of the lower windows.
Yeah.
So like what? Except there is a handprint on my bedroom window. We did discover that as well, which is freaky, but it's old.
It's like smudges from when they put the windows in. Convincing myself again.
So yeah, it's spooky season.
Spooky season, but spooky, we're safe spooky, here. Spooky, 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 spooky. But honestly, when this story was happening, I was thinking like, we're going to have to talk about this and like, it's going to still be scary. But I'm really glad that it's resolved, y'all. Because when I told people about it, they were like, you need to talk to your landlord.
Get the security footage.
And there's like security cameras. And so we were going to have to get those.
But I asked her for them and she didn't give them to us.
Well, we didn't need them. Because we figured it out.
Yeah, but. Still could have been a nice level of security.
It's so true.
Speaking of level of security. I really want a weighted plushie.
Yeah. You get that red cat, that orange cat.
Should I?
Yeah. A student at our school is super, super, super active. And he has to wear a weighted vest at school. And I'm like, you should get that. Yeah.
He has to wear a weighted vest.
I think it's really helpful. Yeah.
That's amazing. Boy.
I know. It's like really helpful. A lot of kids probably need it. I didn't need it. I use a weighted blanket every night though. I love my weighted blanket. You should get one.
What?
My weighted blanket. Also, this is something we're doing right now. I'm laying on one side of the couch and I'm looking over at her. Every time we're having a discussion, somehow there's a pillow or a part of the couch covering her entire face. Like half of her face is covered, so like she can't really even hear me. She's like, huh?
Also, I can hear you.
We are falling asleep. Okay. I think that's all I have to say. Do you have anything else you need to say?
Let me think. Hmm. Is there?
Mm-mm. Okay, you guys, we're going to gather our thoughts and, you know, like just have a bit more of a direction next episode. But we wanted to give you guys something to listen to because we know that our loyal fans, like you were, I say this, I sound like I'm joking, but I'm for real. Like I know you guys actually like are loyal and listen. So thank you for supporting us mm-hmm. and caring. So we wanted to put something out for you guys. Sorry, it's not our best.
Bye.
Bye.
Love y'all.